Hello and welcome to the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. I'm Steve Bloomfield. In this episode, the new partnership at the heart of Europe.
Soyez grave dans ces moments, parce que ce qui se passe dans notre vie politique et médiatique n'est bon pour personne. Parce que notre combat...
If Emmanuel Macron is elected French president next month, and though he may be the favourite, that's still, given everything that's happened over the past 12 months, a big if. But if he is elected, it could revive one of the most important relations in global politics, the Franco-German axis. The axis that it's probably not too much of an exaggeration to say has been at the heart of every bit of progress the European Union has ever made.
Ces conditions nouvelles ouvrent notre continent qu'on avait pu croire épuisé des perspectives d'avenir sans précédent.
It was France and West Germany who were the driving forces behind the creation of the European Coal and Steel Community after the ashes of the Second World War. It was France and West Germany who made the single market a reality. It was France and a unified Germany who ensured a success was made of Central and East European accession. And yes, that has been a success. There were times when the two most powerful nations in the European family had a third partner helping them out.
Britain is fully communautaire.
Margaret Thatcher also played a key part in the creation of the single market, though her supporters today try to forget that. And during the late 1990s and early 2000s, when Tony Blair was British Prime Minister, it could be argued that the UK was even the most influential of the three.
Those not in the traditions of European idealism, but in the traditions of outdated nationalism and xenophobia.
Those days were over long before Brexit. The UK's influence has been waning for a decade. Part of the reason is its absence from the euro and the financial crisis from 2008 onwards, which put the future of the euro at the heart of EU politics. During the first years of that crisis, the Franco-German axis was back once again, with Angela Merkel and Nicolas Sarkozy united.
Nous étions ensemble dans ce rendez-vous. Et comment dit-on, nous faisons confiance au sens de la responsabilité de l'ensemble des autorités italiennes, politiques, financières et économiques.
Merkozy, as it was known, in truth was more Merck than Cozy. The German Chancellor was very much in the driving seat. Sarkozy was her willing wingman. And when François Hollande was elected in 2012, partly on a platform of ending the austerity that Merkel and Sarkozy had promoted, the partnership broke up. Hollande not only failed to get Merkel to change course, he also failed to persuade enough European leaders that the continent should follow a different path. So we've ended up with Germany leading alone, and France increasingly taking a back seat. Germany, for understandable historical reasons, would prefer not to lead Europe alone, which is one of the reasons why Merkel will be hoping for a Macron victory. Here's a man who has put Europe at the heart of his campaign, has made it clear he wants to play an active role on the European stage.
What we need is to create a momentum to trigger trust for corporates and households in our country, to restore trust with our partners in the Eurozone and in the EU, and to trigger investments on the member state side where they can afford and the Eurozone side.
He's met Merkel and it appears they get on. Were he to end up in the Elysee, could this be the start of a new chapter for Franco-German relations? After Merkozy, should we get ready for Macron? That was the Foreign Desk Explainer. Tune in this Saturday where we'll be looking at the French elections in much more detail. I'm Steve Bloomfield. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.